Bob reined his horse in, breathing hard. The fury went out of his eyes, and his sword arm dropped. In that moment, Bran saw everything. Summer was savaging Harley, pulling glistening blue snakes from her belly. Her eyes were wide and staring. Bran could not tell whether she was alive or dead. The grey, stubbly man and the one with the axe lay unmoving. But Usher was on her knees, crawling towards her fallen spear. Grey wind padded toward her, dripping wet. "Call him off!" the big man shouted. "Call them both off, or the crippled boy dies now!" "Grey wind, Summer, to me," Rob said. The direwolves stopped, turned their heads. Grey wind loped back to Rob. Summer stayed where he was, his eyes on Bran and the man beside him. He growled. His muzzle was wet and red, but his eyes burned. Usher used the butt end of her spear to lever herself back to her feet. Blood leaked from a wound on the upper arm where Rob had cut her. Bran could see sweat trickling down the big man's face. Stiv was as scared as he was, he realized. "Starks," the man muttered. "Bloody Starks." He raised his voice. "Usher, kill the wolves and get his sword." "Kill them yourself," she replied. "I'll not be getting near those monsters." For a moment, Stiv was at a loss. His hand trembled. Bran felt a trickle of blood where the knife pressed against his neck. The stench of the man filled his nose. He smelled of fear. "You," he called out to Rob, "you have a name?"